Welcome to the United Cast, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Man United today, talking about our 4-4 draw at home to Bournemouth in the Premier League. I may pick up some more energy as the podcast goes on, but that really did sap all the energy out of me. I don't know that there's much to actually specifically analyse, because it just became chaos, and chaos that we had no control over. Clung on to our halftime record by the skin of our teeth. I know Sky liked showing that, the 1984 record. I think we have to thank Lemens for that, really. It was like, 2-3 really big saves at the end. Don't know what analysis to do for the goals. They were just kind of like basketball goals almost, like just sort of one end to the other, but we'll get to those. But I suppose it's an interesting question in terms of, does this draw, is the club going to see this draw as like, okay, we'll give Amrim another lifeline because we didn't lose. Like, oh, thank God we didn't lose this game. Is that what we're pointing at? Is that what we're doing? I don't know, like, what more needs to happen. And you can say to me, look, we played really well. We drew the game, we didn't lose it. We were incredibly unclinical in the first half. Probably could have been 2-4 goals up in the first half, or at least 3, I suppose, in the first half, but that didn't happen. Do you know what I hate most about our, like, there's a lot of things wrong with the club at the moment, right? But I can't remember the last time I watched a Man United game. It was probably over a year ago at least. When, as soon as the opposition, no matter who it is, whether it is Wolves who are bad, whether it's Bournemouth who are better, or anybody, as soon as the other team passes the ball past the halfway line and cleanly keeps the ball, I always think there's a chance that the opposition's going to score. So keep that in mind when you watch these games. And I don't know if some of you feel the same way. Every single time, you know, that sort of like, not line-breaking pass, but the pass that breaks into your half, you go, oh, here we go, kind of thing. When they sort of break into our territory, and if it looks like they have options on, and it looks like we give them space, because we give every team space, it seems. And we're not good enough with our duels, we're not good enough with, you know, pressing and things like that. I always feel like the opposition's going to score. Not necessarily because, like, of Ruben, or because of the players, or because of whatever, just because I have such little confidence that we will get them away from us. And I don't know what it is that we seem to give. I mean, you can call Bournemouth a small team if you want. Obviously, you can call Wolves a small team, technically, because they're bottom of the league with 2 points. Almost every single team we play against, we find a way to give them confidence and space. And when you gain confidence and space against us, or not gain space, we just give it to you, and you start knocking a couple of passes together in our half, it always looks like the opposition's going to score every single time, and it's terrible. And it's not that I don't like our defensive players, or I don't think that they're good enough, it's just, it has that feeling every single time. So of course in this game, when they score 4 times, and like every single time a team takes like a long throw-in, or a throw-in that's close to our goal, or every time a team takes a corner against us, or has like a, you know, free kick on the edge of our box or something. Granted, we are pretty good at breaking forward. You know, we've got those fast players, so that's always a threat against the other team. Although we don't always capitalise upon it, because, you know, this game's another example. But I don't know, like, there was some interesting talk about formation changes and stuff. He might have changed something, maybe. I couldn't quite tell, although it seemed to just be rather than like tactical changes, just sort of chaos. And you know, when he starts actually bringing on people like, what was it, he bought Cobby on, bought Sesko on, there's something about the way that Ruben manages certain games, certain like critical games. I'm talking like Wolves, Grimsby, Everton, he didn't do it, and in this game, where he finally gets pushed to the brink of having to make those changes that are more sensible, rather than bringing on, like, you know, Martinez for Euro or something like that, or Maguire on for Euro or something. You know, there's like centre back changes that he does. It always seems like he lets himself get to the brink of, oh my god, you're losing 2-0 to Grimsby. Okay, now you're losing, what was it, twice in two different situations to Bournemouth here. And it's just like, what? Why do you have to be pushed to the edge like that in order to go, oh god, I should like bring some attackers on. I should bring on, you know, a Cobby, a Sesko, a Xerxes, for example. Although Xerxes was very late. You've got to look at that as well. But it's just, it feels really annoying that like every time we hit sort of like a bad run of form, let's say like a draw and a loss, and then like a draw, and it's like, oh, Ruben's on the edge, then get to win, it's like, oh, see, pulled one back. And then you get like, you go from, let's say, a draw, loss, draw, and it's like, oh, no wins in three, and then like a win, and you go, oh, we're back, and then you get like a loss and a draw or something. It just keeps getting put right on the edge of just doing, you know, like, well, not the unforgivable, but turning it into something unsustainable. And then you have a game like this, which is weird, where it's sort of, okay, yeah, slaughtered Wolves like we should have, struggled in the previous couple of games, you know, Everton, West Ham, etc., etc. And then gets a draw here, and then you look at that and you're like, okay, terrible Everton result, poor West Ham result, good Wolves result, but we should have had it. And then this one we sort of scraped by and like could have lost but could have won. So, like, are we supposed to be grateful we drew this game? But it's just so middling and annoying that, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know where I'm going with that. But it's annoying to be this type of inconsistent, where it almost feels like a dice roll as to what we're going to do. I suppose each week. Alright, anyway, that's kind of what I got for the summary. We'll get into some stuff when we get into some stuff. I don't have something to say about each goal, so I don't know. We'll do what we can. Anyway, first goal is crossed in from Dallo, little nick off Cunha, and Ahmad headed it in. It was a question of offside. I wasn't really sure. It was one of the ones that's so tight, it's sort of, oh, you know, if Cunha touched it, it is offside, etc., etc. It looked offside from the first angle, and then they showed the other angle, and Ahmed was like really clearly onside. Anyway, that made it 1-0. So good. Did start the game off very, very well, and of course, we dominated pretty much in the first half. Semenyo with the second goal. People were blaming Mount for this. Mount passed it to Shaw, and Shaw lost the ball, where Shaw could have just like flicked it away or something. I don't know. Anyway, he gets tackled. Semenyo, who we've apparently been looking at for left wing back, goes on a run, no one stops him, and tucks it away. It's a very good finish, actually. But just one of them typical ones where someone just runs through our whole team, no one can stop them, because that's what we do. And again, we give players confidence, we give teams confidence. Not saying he's not a confident player, he's clearly pretty good. And he runs through and makes it 1-1. And then all the kind of, you know, momentum of, okay, you scored one, and Bumo's missing a few, Cunha's missing a few chances missed here and there, you don't capitalize, you don't make it 2 or 3 nil. And again, we gave them confidence, we gave them space, Semenya was able to go on a run, and we got punished for it. So but that made it 1-1. And then you go to Casemiro's goal. Which one was this? It's from a corner, I think, or something, wasn't it? It was like a headed goal. Oh yeah, the keeper should have like saved this one. So that made it 2-1 before half time. 2-1 before half time. And as I tweeted out, Half-time records on the line every single time. Premier League at home, leading at half-time. Half-time records on the line. I think they said it was 394 games, 395 now. I think that's what the number was that we haven't lost from that position from. But that put it on the line. And then, of course, I did see this goal in the replay. I sort of came back in the room, and then it was just 2-2. And I was like, okay, why does it say 2-2 on the screen? And they were celebrating. So, yeah, right out the gate, they come out the gate, make it 2-2. I think it was just one that was just passed through to our goal. Poor defending, and we just keep letting teams do this. Tucked away in the bottom corner, so pretty good finish as well. It's like this. It's similar to the Semenyo goal, but it's just on the other side. So yeah, just poor all around, really. Then Tavernier, I think this was the free kick, wasn't it? Keeper could have maybe done slightly better on this free kick, but I think he got like his view obstructed ever so slightly. But they tucked it away, and you think, okay, team's now leading. We were leading at half-time. Half-time record's on the line. So, yeah. But pretty good free kick. Low in the corner. All that good stuff. Then we made some substitutions, finally. Kobbie Mainoo for Casemiro. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you give up your midfield control. Not that we should be... It's interesting with, like... The back three, or whether it was a back five, it chopped and changed throughout the game. And you feel the need to have a defensive midfielder within the two when you've got three at the back. I always find that kind of interesting. But good to see Kobbie again getting more minutes. He looked really, really sharp in this game. Apart from the handball, unfortunately, that he did. So yeah, Kobbie on for Casemiro, which is great. Martinez on for Euro. Not sure exactly why, but maybe just some experience or something. And then this is where I think he got it wrong. Sesko on for Mason Mount. I thought Mason Mount was having an absolute blinder of a game. I would have... He took Mbeumo off eventually. I probably would have bought Xerxes on for Mbeumo instead. I thought Mbeumo was really, really struggling in this game. But he took Mount off, whether that's fitness concerns still, and he's in like probably his best run of form at Man United. Just was a shame to see him go off, because he was just like really creating so many different things, wasn't he? Don't mind Sesko being bought on, I just would have done Xerxes instead, I suppose. So that was that. I've skipped over some of the goals, although yeah, Xerxes got bought on later. So yeah, they were up 3-2 that is at that point. Then we get a free kick and Mbeumo cracks it. Sorry, not Mbeumo. Bruno cracks it into the top corner. Brilliant goal, great stuff. It it's nice to cheer and try and get, you know, lift the Old Trafford crowd, get the team back in. There's something so There was something so desperate about, like, we're playing Bournemouth. Okay, they've given us some trouble. We're at home. We're Manchester United. We're at home. We've thrown away this lead. And this made it 3-3, so you aren't winning the game. And it's good to be positive and try to, like, lift the team in that. The way Bruno's, like, absolutely screaming, I thought was a bit much. It's like, okay, you've not made it like, you know, 6-3 and sort of almost killed the game. You've got the equaliser. I felt like this goal, and maybe he's just celebrating because he really enjoyed scoring that goal, which, fair enough, it was a very, very, very good goal. But usually, I would say from what, like the 70th minute onwards, or maybe 60th minute onwards, if you get an equaliser and you've really been struggling, it's like, right, go and grab the ball, just go and try and get some more goals. And I don't know if a different player grabbed the ball, but usually a captain would or something, right? Or the person who scored it, which was Bruno. But he's like standing there screaming his head off in celebration. I'm like, okay, you've neither won the game. Like, if he'd scored that in the last minute and we won the game, I'd get it. But, mate, it's the 77th minute. There's still lots of time left. You've already seen what we're able to do in this game. Just calm down a little bit. I don't know. Then they made some other subs, and then one of the sort of, this wasn't quite as Benny Hill as the Wolves goal, but Cunha scores a second Manchester United goal. I think it was, what, someone played it through to Sesko, he went to pass it to somebody, gets flicked off a Bournemouth player, lands at Cunha's feet. You've got to be putting those away, absolutely no excuse, and buries it in the bottom corner. Good finish, but you'd expect, like, that's a poking sort of goal, isn't it? Like, there's no reason he should miss that. But again, this is where I kind of talk about tactics, like the way we sort of, okay, hit them on the break. I still never really, and this has been the case maybe since the start of the season, since we've had like Mbeumo and that from this season. We run forward and run forward and run forward a lot. You know, you've got Kumarino running forward, Mbeumo, Ahmad running forward, Bruno's running forward. If you've got like a Sesko there, he's running forward. Maybe Mason Mount is. And we like run forward in a pack. But there never seems to sort of be, like, a good example, if you do go back and watch our, I think, 20 to 21 season, when we had like, you know, Rashford, Martial, I think it was Greenwood, Pogba, Bruno, there was a definitive sort of coordination. I think Cavani, Donny was maybe in there as well. There was a very definitive kind of coordination between, like, not necessarily you have to run this way in like a fixed thing, but sort of clearer communication. Goals like this seem to be kind of just, we'll run forward and see what happens. Because there's a number of times we did do this in this game and just like, oops, misplaced the pass, and, you know, whether it was lack of communication or like, oh, I thought you were running left and you ran to the right. Because, for example, like, if that Bournemouth player fixed the ball back any further back, Cunha wouldn't have got it and we probably wouldn't have scored. I don't know. It's a scrappy bit of a goal, but it's well taken by Cunha. But then they scored anyway to make it 4-4. What was this from? I can't remember what their fourth goal was from. Was it just they ran through us again? Probably. Something like that. So yeah, but they scored their fourth goal. They just sort of smashed and grabbed it. And then, yeah, final kind of subs in the last minutes. Xerxes on from Mbeumo. Should have happened ages ago. I don't know why he kept Mbeumo on for so long. I don't know how Mbeumo survived being on the pitch longer than Mason Mount in this game. And then Dorgu on for sure. I'm just going to guess that's fresh legs or pace or something like that. Yeah. All right. That's it for the summary and stuff. Let's get into player ratings. I'm not really sure what I'm going to give everybody and who my... Oh, I know who my man of matches, of course. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back, do player ratings. See you in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, moving on to player ratings. My man of the match, as you would have guessed, is going to be Mason Mount. He's really, really started to emerge in his Man United career. Again, not quite, you know, legend number seven type of stuff, but you know, it's a ways to go for that. It's got to be, you know, consistent over a period of seasons. But just did pretty much everything right in this game. There's no, like, specifics to point to necessarily, but he was always there, always available, always moving the ball forward. And just overall, just a really, really fantastic game. Again, he passed it to Shaw, and Shaw's the one who lost the ball, not Mason Mount. So, yeah, I'd quite easily give him a 10. Lemens, don't recall too much of his distribution, but yeah, did let in 4 goals. It is a few too many. Could have done more on one or two of them. But did, however, save like 3 shots at the end. So I'll probably give him a 6. So I think that's that. Euro in heaven. They both did okay. I think the back three in general kind of struggled, of course, because they just cut through us so many times. There was one or two occasions with Euro in heaven that they just got cut through too many times. So I'm going to give them both a 5. Luke Shaw, again, in my opinion, did give the ball away for the goal. Did some decent bits and pieces here and there, but wasn't brilliant. But I'll give him a 5. Ahmed Diallo. I don't know what to do with the front line, because they were just all really wasteful in this game. I know we did score 4 goals, but could have killed the game in the first half. Yeah, showed a lot of intent, Ahmed. Did get given a couple of like crunching tackles, did score a well-taken goal, which was good. So probably give him a 7. Casemiro was pretty decent in the game. Did grab one of the goals as well. Probably give him a 7. Bruno Fernandes did score a cracking free kick. Did have a few of his Bruno moments though, like some really unnecessary shots, some very poor crosses and things like that. Just a bit sort of panicked mode I felt from him. So I'll give him a 5. Dallo, the cross was really good, really, really good for the opening goal. Didn't really notice him after that. I'm more sort of noticed Mount on the left hand side over there. So I'll give the lower 5. Mbeumo, 1-0 0 feels really harsh, but he really, really did have a poor game. And like, there was part where like Cunha crossed it to him, should have scored. A few like shots that he's sort of snapping at. I'm not sure what's happened to him, but I think I have to give him a 0. He didn't really do anything in this game, did he? So it's unfortunate. Mount I've already talked about, and Cunha I thought. I'd probably give him a 6, because overall I thought he was good. There was a few really bright moments from him. There was still some wasteful stuff from him though, I felt. And yeah, he did score a goal, probably the easiest goal he's going to get in his career. So this was probably one of his better games for Man United, but I still just didn't really feel it from him enough of the time, like consistently, I felt. So I'll give him a 6 as well. Alright, so move on to the bench. Kobbie Mainoo, thought it was brilliant. I know the handball was a bit, unfortunate. But yeah, I thought he was really, really bright. There was a couple of bits where he skipped past a couple of players, laid off a pass. Didn't get a ton of chances to do a ton of things, but I thought he was pretty bright. Martinez, didn't notice loads from him, but did make a couple of good clearances and stuff. I thought Sesko was really poor again. Really poor again. I know he's just come back from an injury and stuff, but and got a half assist for Sesko's goal, I suppose. But a couple too many times just running into traffic, just losing control of the ball. He's going to probably need a new run of games now, which is annoying, but I thought it was very poor. Xerxes and Dorgu, they came on at the end, so there you go. On the bench, we had Biyendir, Dorgu, Fredriksen, Mainoo, Malacia, Martinez, Sesko, Ugarte, and Xerxes. And injured is De Ligt, Mazraoui. No, Mazraoui's in international duty. Did he go earlier for some reason? I don't know. And Maguire with a hamstring injury. So, I think going forward for a month, I think the African Cup of Nations is taking place. So Mesrawi, Ahmad and Mbeumo are going to be missing for about a month in this team. Mesrawi went early for, I guess, some reason. Or the club let him go? I don't know. So yeah, this, I guess this will be from the Villa game onwards until some point in January. It's interesting because I almost hear every day reports of like, oh yeah, loan Xerxes out, loan Maino out, sell Ugarte. And it's like, why are we trying to make our squad so small? I'm going to guess he's probably going to do Dorgu on the left, Dalo on the right. And put like... Where's Cunha going? Where's Cunha from? It doesn't say here. Cunha, Mount, and Sesko are going to be the front three. If not, I guess you could put Maino in there somewhere. Or Xerxes in there somewhere. There's a couple of options, but... To me, it's not about sort of, okay, who do we just plop in place of them? You're going to lose their quality. Yeah, and Mbeumo's not been as great recently, but still offers something, and... The whole Mbeumo Ahmad thing on the right has been like one of our strongest things, and it just doesn't feel like the club is prepared for it, really. Because, yeah, you can put Dalo out there, but Dalo's like a completely different type of player to Ahmad. Yeah, you can put, you know, Xerxes where Mbeumo is, but like they're not the same player, I suppose. So we'll see how the hell we get on with that in the coming months, or in the coming month, I suppose. Because yeah, who have we got next? It won't load. We've got Villa on Sunday. This thing isn't loading. I'm just gonna close it. Got Villa on Sunday, so we'll see. I guess his first choices for those. Yeah, unless the report about the 4-3-3 is true and we're able to just put another defender in, but then some of our defenders are injured. So, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. But, yeah, I guess just overall, we didn't lose our halftime record, which is good. But this was certainly not good enough. We played well, different points, but we let the team back in. We just about kind of clung on it at the end, which wasn't good enough. We'll just see how long this goes on for, I suppose, and what Ruben does without those three players. I don't think Mesrawi is as key, but yeah, without the Ahmad Mbeumo thing, I really don't know. So we'll see. Anyway, give me your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on this match. What did you think of the crazy 4-4? What did you think of some tactical changes, I guess, although it just led to chaos and basketball? And everything else involved with the team. Matthew at entertainment.org, social media is either eTalk UK or entertainment.talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmentalk.org for TV, games, films, main night podcasts. We're almost pretty much wrapped up for the year. We did, of course, do a big podcast yesterday, the best and worst of 2025 for TV, games, and films. And Man United were in there for something. I chose them for something. You can take a guess, I suppose. But yes, me, David, and Gray choosing our best, worst, most disappointing, all those sorts of things for TV, games, and films for 2025. So you can see what all of our best and worst shows and stuff were for that. It's a long podcast, but those are our choices for those. Gaming Talk should be back tomorrow to, of course, wrap up with talking about the Game Awards, among other things. There'll be a Call of Duty podcast coming soon as well, which I've recorded and saved for that. Pixar stuff, of course, my Pixar list have begun ranking all 29 of Pixar's films, 6 different podcasts. The first one is the first 4, and then the next 5 each time for the next 5 episodes. So you can check those out over the next 6 weeks, and see where I've ranked all 29 of Pixar's current films. And yeah, some game reviews and other stuff and TV stuff and all those sorts of things as well. So you can check that out. Word of mouth, social media. Let people know about our stuff if they mention similar things, I suppose. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Ad-free podcast for free options for that as well. If you'd like to, TV and film news, there's a lot going on with Geektown at the moment, actually. Geektown Radio on Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk for your TV and your film news. Go and check out Geekstorians, which is David's new geek history podcast. Geektown Talks To, which is the renamed interview podcast, and the Geektown Awards as well. You can go listen to the Geektown Radio, Geektown Awards podcast, and go and vote on the Geektown Awards as well. So vote for your favourite games, shows and films from the different lists. So check all that out, geektown.co.uk, Geektown Radio on Tuesdays and all that. And then YouTube for us, put up some Ghost of Tsushima stuff today, is Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I will, I think Villa might be my last one for the year. We'll see. Yeah, unless of course Ruben gets sacked, then there'll be a special podcast for that. So, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.